You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
This is why I'm hot.
Is the morning roast.
All right, Giggles, why don't you start us off here?
You want me to start off?
That's right.
I actually think my roast would lead to further conversation down the road here, but I'll start off.
Yeah, but is that nice then? You start off the roast and now we have all this time to spend on yours.
Oh, so you want to talk about it during the roast?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
All right, so this is what I'm going to roast. I could roast Major League Baseball for their response to what's going on with Shohei Ohtani, but I can understand that there's a federal investigation going on, so kind of, you know, take your cues from there with that. The spokesmen, the people that work for Shohei Ohtani, whoever thought it was a freaking good idea to allow the interpreter to sit down on Tuesday for a 90-minute interview, maybe I could roast him for this too. Like, if the story that was going to be told on Tuesday that you set up with ESPN for 90 freaking minutes was not the story that you wanted told, why would you set up the interview? Why? Because now I'm reading today that Shohei, who in the story on Tuesday sat at his computer with the interpreter and wired the $500,000 that said loan on it to the illegal bookie, now is sitting in the locker room after the game when the interpreter addresses the team, and that's when all of a sudden in his mind it starts adding up and he starts asking questions. What the hell happened? And now we have the panic. Oh, no, he wasn't being a good guy and loaning him the money. Or just paying off the debt, the money, the $4.5 million was stolen and we wanted it investigated. How stupid are you people? If there was a certain story you wanted out there, then have him tell that story on Tuesday. Don't set up a 90-minute interview if A, you don't know what the hell he's going to say, or B, is going to tell a story that you don't want out there. Because I'm sitting here now thinking to myself that maybe Shohei was the one gambling.
Really?
Because why else would you set up that story? Like, what if I was handling you?
So you think the interpreter is the fall guy?
Well, I didn't initially, but now why else would I set up that 90-minute interview? For him to tell a story that I already know. Oh, this is a good story. It makes Shohei look like his best friend slash brotherhood kind of thing. He's, you know, a degenerate gambler and needed to be bailed out, so he hooked him up and bailed him out. So now it's the money was stolen? Like, the whole thing makes no sense.
It does make no sense. By the way, you're listening to DNR, DiPietro Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN, WEPN FM. Where?
New York.
That's right. New York. That's nice. Good roast. Good, solid job by you. I'm impressed. Here's a roast I received via the email. I have a double roast, says Steve Bose. Rick, always making fun of you. I don't like it. Like how you introduced the sound. You know what? Tell Rick to now introduce the sound. Oh, wait, he can't. And he says, my other roast is the idiot people all over Twitter when the app isn't working that have to tweet out, we get it, the app is not working. Those people are acting like RJ and Raymond purposely made the station not work. P.S. Love you, Dave. You are the best on the show. Go Giants.
In fairness to those people, though, how would RJ and Santi know that the app wasn't working unless someone tweeted at them that it wasn't working?
Like, I guess one tweet saying app not working, fine. 500 of them seems unnecessary.
Well, they have to know, right? So they can have
to be fair, there is a way that I can check what's going on the stream and whether the stream is working. It's really not a tedious step. Maybe I should do that every morning just to be on the safe side.
How is your stream?
It's very strong, Rick.
Now that you're 40.
This is good conversation.
I think 40.
Never thought 40. I'd reach this date.
No, I think 40 now is when you have to start getting that checked out.
Yeah, this is about that time.
I think 45.
I've heard 40.
40?
I think it's 40.
Younger now.
I got to tell you, Raymond, it's not. I was very concerned about the colonoscopy. It's not nearly as bad as I thought it was going
to
be.
I didn't think we had to get literal.
I think you got to get the prostate checked too.
Yeah,
yeah.
All sorts of insertions
going to have to go on. But it's not that bad.
Oh yeah, well, because I mean, you took a thermometer for 12 years.
I could have juggled it up into my mouth, but I chose to use a fork. No, I didn't for 12 years. It was probably like 7 to 8 years of thermometer usage.
Wow, that's a long time.
Listen, it's how it was done.
Okay,
I guarantee you. You ask Michael Kay, your beloved, if he had his temperature taken rectally, he would say absolutely guaranteed.
By the time, listen, I can understand, like, you know, as an infant, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4. By the time you're 8, there has to be a better way.
You breastfed at 9. All right? You got home from third grade and said, Mom, I'm starving. I want some boob. So don't you come down on me for this.
Yeah, listen.
I was born here.
Stop.
I was breastfed here.
maybe that's why I'm a little bit taller than my brother, because I had the extra little breast milk. You know, he thinks that's true.
When you verbalize, I'm hungry and want you to feed me milk from your bosom, you're too old to be breastfed.
No. Okay, first of all, I didn't make complete sentences. I would say I'd say booby time.
If you're speaking words of the language, you're too old.
No, that's not my fault. I didn't know.
Do you remember breastfeeding?
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, I do. I do not.
Yeah, you
God
do.
God forbid. You think I would want to remember that?
Oh, no. I don't think you'd ever want to remember that. Let's go to Bobby in Saratoga. Bobby, you're on the morning roast.
Good morning, gentlemen. Shout out to the company. I just wanted to quickly go in on the professional leagues that employ the officials, because we're having this obstruction conversation now, and we've had issues with the roughing the passer in football and all this stuff. They're trying to reinterpret rules and change rules. And then it's making it more difficult on these officials, and it's just affecting the product negatively. Can we just try to make everything consistent and try and improve the product on the field rather than making it more difficult on these officials and making it more difficult for fans to enjoy the game, because you keep having stoppages because the officials don't understand exactly what they're supposed to be doing, because it's changed every year. It's getting really frustrating, and then when we have situations like yesterday with Lindor, it just makes things even more frustrating.
If I have to, thanks for the call, good one, Bobby. If I have to watch a season of baseball where guys are called for interference, blocking a base, and they're not blocking it, and they change the game, I'm gonna have a real problem with that.
I think you're gonna see it early. See that's the problem a lot of the times with this, and we would deal with this in the NHL where, you know, we'd have official meetings and they come in and be like, hey, the league, just so you guys know, the league wants us to emphasize this. So during preseason, beginning of the season, it would be like they were making sure they were paying as close attention as possible to this new rule, and they were calling everything. They would try to change the behavior, and then as the season progressed, they would ease up on it. So they go at it hard. Hopefully they change the behavior, and then they can ease up. But at the beginning of the season, you're going to see stuff you're not going to like.
It's going to bother me. And especially if it's in, like, huge monumental moments, it's going to bother me a ton. Email from Casey Levesque. Because I want to roast the pedestrians in the city that purposely walk slowly when you're trying to make a turn at a light and stare at you, knowing exactly what it is that they're doing. People on bikes are nuts, too. But you guys are amazing. Love the show.
That's one of the more frustrating things that happens in the city.
Yes. Walking the streets in New York City is different than any other city in the world.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about walking. I'm talking about driving.
That's also very difficult.
Like, you're sitting there poised to make a right turn, and then you have the one person that's kind of like is text messaging and walking so slow that by the time you can actually turn, the light is already freaking red. Drives me nuts.
Yeah, no, people tend to not be great drivers, and especially in the hours that we tend to head into the city. I know you're going to be like, oh, you're going after RJ. RJ, I just want to confirm, this is not a Stump Rothenberg question, right, from Patty in Schenectady, correct?
Oh, I wrote Stump Rothenberg. You're right. Okay. I will own that.
I just want to be sure. I was confused.
No, you're right. I will own that. I get confused.
Let's go to Patty in Schenectady. Hi, Patty.
How's it going, fellas? No, it's not a Stump Rothenberg question.
first things first, when you called me a football purist last week, maybe the best compliment I've ever received, Dave.
That's right.
Maybe the best compliment I've ever received. I'm calling in today to roast the NCAA selection committee for absolutely robbing America of Indiana State. We had to watch Virginia go out and shoot 12% from the field, and we could be watching Robbie Avila light it up from three, and America would fall in love with this kid as someone that watches a lot of mid-major basketball. We love Cinderella stories, and the committee was like, nah, let's throw Virginia in. So that's all I got to say.
Virginia being in the tournament was a disaster.
It was tragic.
It was an absolute unmitigated disaster is what it was.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was on the McAfee show yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did they score like a ton of points in whatever, were they in the NIT, I guess?
NIT, yeah.
Yeah, we could.
Well, they went over 100. They went over 100 in that game.
You know what I almost say? It's like, wouldn't you rather see a team that has storylines that you never get to see rather than Virginia?
Yeah. He's right. The people would have fell in love with it. They were calling, he's Larry Nerd, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Seemed like a good kid, too. They did a little interview with him afterwards.
A good basketball player, too. This comes from Abe. Dave, it's Abe. I'd like to roast myself. I've been a big Knicks fan for the past 10 years or so, but listening to the show every day always get to hear what the ultimate fan, in fact, is. Had a major impact on me now. I've become so crazy about the Knicks that on Knicks game nights, I don't go to weddings, family gatherings, even dates. And any type of event, I will not go to. Even not going to funerals or class, excuse me, at all. I've forsaken any responsibility during Knicks games that you can possibly imagine. I've become a madman when they play. No one can talk to me, ask me any questions. I now realize I need an intervention. I must roast myself on the public airwaves in New York City because it's gotten completely out of hand. It's wild. I can't fulfill any of my duties properly. Rick, RJ, Ray, please, I need advice.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great.
He's a big fan.
Yeah, well, big fan. And then, being such a fan that, it negatively affects the rest of your life is probably not great. Right? Going to class, important. There are things that you have to do. The things you skip are things that you don't have to do.
No, but I would skip a funeral depending on who it was.
Yeah, but that's not something that you're not going to skip work.
No, I won't skip work.
Right, if your team loses, that's something you have to do. You're not going to be like, oh, hey, kids, the Giants lost. I can't drive you to school or pick you up or drive you to baseball. There's things you have to do.
There's things I have to do. Yes. Yes. Megan Moore with an email. Got to follow Ray from last week on roasting Google Maps. I was working as a paramedic in a rural area and dispatched one morning for a person who was unconscious. Google Maps took us down a dirt road into an awful area. We got the ambulance stuck. Had to get winched out. Thanks so much, Google Maps.
Person was okay.
The unconscious guy?
Yes.
I can't.
Well, how would he know?
It's not great.
Oh, they hadn't picked him up yet, right?
No. But you know what? Even if it took an extra 5-10 minutes, he was out anyway.
I'll tell you. So, have I showed you the scar on my arm?
The one from the fish tank?
Yeah. So how crazy is this, though, with that story? Is that, I don't think it was because of Google Maps or whatever, but it, for some reason, was going to take the ambulance, a long time to get to us, take me to the hospital.
So you guys your mom drove you?
No. Randomly, some EMT was just driving by and saw the hysteria going on in the front lawn and stopped and was able to.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
Only you would be, having a life, changing moment, and an EMT drives by to take you to the hospital.
Amazing, right? No, he didn't he just wrapped it up, and then finally the ambulance ended up showing up.
Okay. But,
that was wild.
Raymond, you're up for the roast.
All right, so this is slightly less of a roast and more of a victory lap of sorts, and I want to thank Hot Take Johnny and Hinky Haynes for pointing this out to me. Yeah, usually...
You know what he's doing again? You said it earlier in the show. He goes after the big conglomerates. Here he goes again. Go ahead, yep. Raymond.
Well, yeah, you know exactly what I'm about to do. And again, it just vindicates me. It proves that I was right all along. So the Department of Justice is going after Apple. They're saying that they have a monopoly over the smartphone world, and among other things that they're going after are the App Store, the super apps, cloud streaming, smartwatches, digital wallets, and of course the green bubbles, because as I've pointed out on this very program, When iPhone users message non-iPhone users, as you guys know, you get the green bubbles, and Android users suffer, like myself, suffer from pixelated videos, unencrypted messages, and a lack of editing. And the Department of Justice argues Apple has deliberately disrupted cross-platform messaging and avoiding creating iMessage for Android, thereby making the apps compatible and making messaging, for people like me, a lot easier in regards to messaging folks like you. So again, you guys complain about me having green bubbles, and we had a workaround for the group chat. You know, it's working for now, but I just want to point out, I was right all along. This is all Apple's doing.
Right? Why can't you just jump into where everyone else is?
Because I'd be exaggerating the problem. I don't want to add to it. I've told you how
so
I feel about Apple.
You're taking a stand for society here, is what.
That's
you're
exactly
doing.
What
yeah.
I'm doing.
Why would Apple want to make your life easier using a Droid?
Because Apple wants me to buy an iPhone so I can work
Apple
with everyone
want
else.
You to buy an iPhone,
of course.
But they're making it more difficult to not have one, and they're hoping that all the peer pressure makes me cave in and eventually buy one, so I can have all the neat little unsecured chat features that you guys have. I'm not doing it.
We know.
I just want to point out, I was right. I was right all along, and I feel like you guys should get on board.
Micah from New Jersey emails in. I want to roast you, Dave, and you, Rick. You keep asking Santiago for nuggets. He's a Yankees fan and a Cowboys fan. No one wants nuggets from him. His team sucks. He sucks. He's a nerd. We don't want to know anything about him. I hate him.
That's convenient.
Oh.
That was nice.
That one just happened to come in.
Yeah, I swear to you, it just came in. Swear to you, it just came in as you were probably in the middle.
He sounds mad.
Of your roast. All right, you know what? Let's go to Michael in Mineola, and then I'll go. Michael, you're on the morning roast.
Yes, I think consistently everybody that I know that has a Droid is a little facetious and thinks they're smarter and they know everything. That's just my opinion about Droid users. That's just an opinion.
I don't think anything.
I have an opinion. And I have a real opinion on
Michael.
You did. Sorry, Dave, you interrupted, and I don't know where I was. I don't know what I was saying, and now I have to regroup. I'm going to regroup, and I'll tell you this. I'm going to roast the station a little bit. I'm going to roast the NBA broadcast teams across the country. We live in a society where women have had some difficult times for many, many generations. It's not lost on me when I'm going to say what I'm about to say, but there are Sage Steele, great in studio talent. Doris Burke, great sideline reporter. Monica McNutt seems to know her basketball very well. You know who knows their basketball very well? Me. They didn't ask me to do the color commentating on 98.7 ESPN for the Knicks game. They didn't ask me to do the color commentating next to Mike Breen on ESPN or on MSG.
Well,
they got to stop doing
it. Why would they ask you? You don't have any experience doing color commentary, do you?
No, but Doris Burke, or let's say Monica McNutt, has no experience playing basketball.
But, yes,
I like
she does.
That's totally
she
wrong.
Does.
That's, totally wrong.
Fool.
Monica's got
Monica
more
McNutt
experience
played
than
at
you.
Georgetown. So
that's,
you're
that's
you're
ridiculous.
Done.
That's ridiculous.
Like, I thought he was kidding at first, then it was like, I'm not sure he is.
No, he was not kidding.
Jacob L. with an email. I'm on the treadmill. During that time, there are three rows of open available treadmills. The same person lumbers over, chooses the treadmill right next to me, smells, reeks of BO and a tube of Bengay, plays his music on a Bluetooth speaker tucked into the cup holder. Please pick a treadmill further from me. Go away and choose another treadmill. You are roasted. That's a good roast.
That's a good roast. Yeah, I'm surprised they allow that.
Yeah, that seems like something that they would say, no, that violates the rules of the gym.
Right.
Get out.
Like you're affecting other people, you can't.
Well,
do that.
If there's you know three rows of five or more, you're looking at and you easily should be able to be at a.
No, I don't
distance.
Even mean that. Listen, you can pick any treadmill you want. I just I can't tell
no,
you the last
blue,
time
the
I
Bluetooth
went to a gym
thing.
With the Bluetooth.
Yeah,
thing.
The Bluetooth thing that crosses a line.
Playing the audio
that crosses a line.
No, but there's no reason if there's 15, 18, 20 treadmills for you to pick the one right next to me. I don't want your sweat and odor and sound being right that close to me for no reason.
No, listen. I agree with you. I just I don't the Bluetooth thing. I've never been in a gym. I don't think where that's happened.
All right.
Someone's just playing their own music like that.
I know you guys are going to jump me for this, but I've seen this for a while, and I got the two, right? The double oven roast that I'm going to do today. And I find them both to be annoying, and I know that you're not going to like them, and that's fine. Maybe you will. Who knows? So, you know, I watch Jeopardy almost every single day. And they get to the daily double, and the guy will say, you know what, I'm going to go all in with my daily double. I'll bet all $5,500.
Right.
So you got the other two people that are there, and they're waiting, and what's going to happen here? The question is asked. The guy ponders, do I know? Yeah, Ken, what is Ethiopia? That's right. Great job. What I don't like, and if you notice, and you'll start to notice it now, is the other contestants now applaud. They actually give, like, an ovation for you getting the daily double question right. Why would you applaud your opponent succeeding in your face? I don't understand. I don't like it. I would never do that. You know what I would do? What is Ethiopia? No, that'll send you back down to zero. Now I applaud. Yes.
Yes.
You know what? Now I'm back. Now I can win. Why would I applaud my opponent's success against me? Makes right. No sense to me.
Yeah, because you're a savage. Well, maybe they just feel like they have to because they're on TV and they want to be phony. They want to be phonies.
Why?
Well, because they want sportsmanship, I guess.
Sportsmanship?
Yeah.
No.
I guess.
No. And my second roast, and I know you're going to not like this, but I have to do it because it drives me insane, is guy on a team goes to the free throw line. His teammates are, you know, in the second spots at the free throw line as well. First free throw, down two, late stages, up, misses. Now everybody's got to come over and give him a slap, a pat on the back. They got to, you know, shake his hand. They got to, you know, give him a slap. I mean, I'm sick of it. Like, you go up to the free throw line and you miss a free throw. Now you're punished and you don't get to touch anybody's hand. The only way you're touching my hand in that situation is if you make the free throw. Not you miss the free throw.
Well, the whole point is that you missed the free throw. Don't worry about it, buddy.
You're a bad teammate.
Yeah, you're a bad teammate. Get the next one.
Well, you make the next one, and now I'll give you a high five.
Right, but you're trying to ease his mind a little bit. Like, hey, don't worry, you'll get the next one.
And everybody's got to do it. I got to have both guys do it. Then I got to have the guy come up from like behind the 3-point line. He's got to also, you know, give him some skin. I mean, give me a break.
Listen, they do that stuff in the bowling league. That's why I was done with the bowling league. Every day, you got to slap five every time.
All right, so then you are turned off by it.
In that situation, yes, but I understand why they do it in basketball. Like, hey, you got the next one. Come on.
All right. Well, those are my roasts.
You just highlighted what a bad sportsman you are and what a bad teammate you are.
And again, this was after the whole thing with the audibles.
It's unbelievable.
You know what? It is what it is. I'll do it again. I'll be back for next week's roast, which is nice. Let's go to Aaron on the car, who's been on hold for quite some time about the morning roast. Hi, Aaron.
Top of the morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good. So as excited as I was about the Mike Williams signing, I saw something on social media that was quite troubling. So on the breakfast care package that he received, the receipt said, from said New Jersey diner, Taylor ham, egg and cheese. No. The product in question is John Taylor's pork roll. And I don't know where ham came from, but people who say Taylor ham are simply ill-informed, and those that want to die on the Taylor ham hill are simply ignorant and buffoons. It's pork roll all day, every day, and as a proud New Jersey native, I just have to set the record straight. Now, Dave, someone who hasn't had pork roll before, I'd like to describe to you my perfect pork roll, egg, and cheese sandwich, if you'll indulge.
Yeah, explain exactly what pork roll is, because I'm just picturing sliced ham, but I guess that's not it, right?
So to kind of put it simply, it's as if ham and bacon met and had a baby. That's what pork roll is. It's absolutely delicious. So picture this, right? A nice, fluffy egg everything bagel sliced open. A nice folded egg, 3 to 4 pieces of crispy sizzled pork roll, layered between those pieces of pork roll, mozzarella cheese. Now, I know you're a big salt, pepper, ketchup guy. You don't need salt on this because you have salt in the egg, everything bagel already, but pepper and ketchup, and then the accoutrement, a crispy hash brown. Dave, you order one of these bad boys, and I'm telling you, your taste buds will salivate. and your nipples will cut glass, baby.
Oh, wow. Speaking of cutting glass with nipples, I got a roast about John Windrow.
Oh, I got to hear this.
This comes from Jake L. John Windrow clearly possesses a minimal attention span, and I'd like to roast him for it. It goes for football watching. He's a red zone addict only. Doesn't care about in between the 20s.
Some things are bigger than what's happening on the gridiron.
The group breakfast engagement, continuously on his phone, not paying attention. And this Disney obsession of planning and always going on trips while sitting in the teacups is a major problem. John Winthrop, I roast you. Grow up. It's sad, John.
Yeah, I think John's dad is a little concerned, too, about the addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't get it.
Absolutely. You remember? I mean, when he called in, we're like, where did this whole thing stem from? He's like, oh, that's a good one. And he was really kind of troubled by the whole thing.
He distanced himself from it. He's like, what? Not me. It's not for me.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't he, like, blame, like, another part of the family?
Like his aunt. I think it's his ex-wife's sister or something.
Yeah. All right, RJ, why don't you bring us on home here?
All right. Well, I had a roast about Long Beach State's athletic director taking credit for the run they're on, which is absurd. But I'm going to change my roast.
You gotta motivate the team, RJ.
Yeah. I mean, you can't just let the guy have his moment. You already fired him. But I'm going to change my roast, because this happened just minutes ago, to people that call this station, and Dave already knows where I'm going.
Get him.
Tell me one thing that they're going to talk about, and then talk about a different thing. You know, more perhaps, I don't know, professional acting stations or shows, by that matter, might just let this go and say, you know what, we're going to vet this more carefully. Hey, Mike from Mineola, if you're going to call and tell me you're going to talk about Steve Cohen, yes, and then go on a rant about Monica McNutt, who calls games for MSG and analyzes basketball for ESPN.
By the way, she'd run circles around him on the court.
Or Doris Burke, who's going to call the NBA Finals and say that you know more. Why don't people put you on? Well, you know how you said, well, you know who they should hire? Me. You know who doesn't care what you think about basketball? Me and everyone else.
You know what? Going to roast myself in that case, because I should have hung up on him as soon as he went on that Apple diatribe. See again, he thought he had the big brain, and he proved himself wrong.
That's nice.
RJ, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Your best roast ever.
That and the bean roast are the two I look at your Mount Rushmore.
I think the bean roast just was over your head. I don't think you knew that there was a bean in Chicago.
Still doesn't know.
Yeah.
Of course. Can't find the bean in Westchester.
I'm nice. Going to move right on from your, you know, derogatory commentary and read something from Jennifer from Tampa on the heels of what you just roasted, RJ. She says, I have a roast for all the insecure man babies like that caller who thinks women don't belong in sports and sports journalism. I'm sure he's the same kind of moldy chestnut who thinks he could beat Serena Williams or Caitlin Clark. Stop hating women for existing. We're entitled to be here just as much as you are. So sorry you have small little things going on. Get bleeping bent. Wow. That's a good roast.
It's a terrific roast.
Yeah, and she's right. And I mean, I got to be honest, I think Doris Burke is sensational.
I think Monica McNutt is good.
She's outstanding.
What are we talking about?
And I love the fact it's like, you know, I mean, what credit do they have? What credibility do they have?
And she only played ball at Georgetown.
Yeah, at Doris Burke was a coach and a player.
Yeah, that was not
absolute clowns.
That was not the roast finest moment, that call.
No, but I like RJ for pivoting and roasting that guy, because he absolutely deserved it.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to Dave Roberts bobbing and weaving and doing everything he can, the manager of the Dodgers, of course, on questions about his star.
Dave, can you tell us what Ipe told the team in the clubhouse last night?
You know what, Jack? I can't comment on it, man. Can't comment.
When was the decision made to have him address the team?
Anything with that, the meeting, can't comment. Sorry.
Were you surprised when you found out he was fired when that happened?
Again, can't say anything. Not going to comment, guys.
That's great. Very informative stuff there from Dave Roberts.
He's being a Dodger, as Raymond just said in my ear.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Yeah, he's living up to. He's probably not allowed. I wonder if he's not allowed to though.
Well, I mean, it's a federal investigation.
Right, that's my point.
Now on top of that, I mean, he's being accused of stealing the $4.5 million. So there's going to have to be another investigation into that. I just don't. Again, here's what I don't understand. Because yesterday I was leaning, and I don't have all the information, obviously, and we were reacting off of the initial report that we read was for Ohtani's people, and I don't know how many people it is, but to have, you know, his spokesperson, and he's got lawyers and everyone else, to have his spokesperson be the one that sets up this 90 minute interview on
right,
Tuesday,
which is a long time,
where this guy pours his heart out and explains, you know, how he got himself caught up in this whole thing, and, you know, ends up losing, I think it was by the end of, you know, met this guy in 2021. By the end of 2022, he's already down a million plus, and it balloons up to $4.5 million. And, you know, he didn't want to put this on Ohtani's plate because he knows it's a problem and, you know, doesn't want to ask him to bail him out. But when, you know, it's $4.5 million, he goes to him. Ohtani's upset. They sit down because he didn't trust him to deliver the money himself, and they start wiring money to all of a sudden now on, you know, on Wednesday, where, whoa, you can't run the story, and it turns into, no, it wasn't Ohtani being a good guy helping out his buddy. It was he stole the $4.5 million, and then you see, you know, the clip of them in the dugout hanging out, like, not like, would that be the, you know, would I be buddy-buddy with someone that just stole $4.5 million from me?
No, of course I wouldn't. You know, another thing to go, wasn't there, like items that have been shown that said it was, like, in the memo, loan?
And
wired. So let me ask you a question. Now, I don't understand a lot of what goes on with that level of celebrity. But how do you steal money from someone else's bank account via a wire transfer?
I don't know how. That's a great question. I don't know how you would have access or how the interpreter would have access to an account where he could wire that kind of money.
That's a little bit odd, no?
Right, and I also think you have to. I mean, I also think that when you do wire a sum of money like that, that there has to be, you have to speak to the person whose account it is.
Right, unless the interpreter, you know, said he was Ohtani. I don't know. The whole thing seems very suspicious. Jeff Passan was on McAfee yesterday, tried to make it make a little bit of sense. Here he is on. Nobody's really talking to the federal officials right now.
They have not talked, neither Shohei Ohtani nor Ipe Mizuhara. They have not talked with federal authorities yet at this point. Now, that may happen going down the road. You know, Ipe, in his interview with Tisha Thompson, said, I was the one who was doing the bets. I was the one who was gambling. I was the one who had the problem. He took full responsibility for the entire thing.
He has to. If it turns out this was Ohtani that was actually placing the bets with an illegal bookmaker, Rick, he's going to, I don't even know what happens.
Well, and then the other part of the, here's the other thing. And the other part of the story that doesn't really make any sense to me is how it wasn't until the translator addressed the team that Ohtani actually understood what the hell was going on. That it was in that moment that he was like, well, what do you mean? This is what's going on. And that's when they changed their story to he stole the money.
Right. But why is the translator addressing the team anyway?
Well, because he was just fired.
So?
Well, to explain why he was fired. I mean, he's almost a part of the team. He's around so much.
That's very odd.
But again, I go back to the same thing, though. I have people that are my spokespeople that are looking out for my best interest. Why set up the meeting if he was going to tell a story that you didn't want told? Unless the reason why you were having him tell the story was to position this as, I'm the one with the problem, and Ohtani was just being a good guy to save me.
It makes no sense. Because
if that's the case, it's still, now I don't know what the ramifications are with, you know, taxes and everything else for, you know, giving $4.5 million to an illegal bookmaker. But I think as far as what Major League Baseball would do, I think it would be like a fine. Right? So why change? So my point would be, why change that story then? Like you had the guy tell the story that I'm hoping you knew that was going to be the story and you were okay with it until Wednesday when all of a sudden that changed. Like if the whole reason the story was told, hey, this is my problem, I'm the one that was gambling, it got out of control, and Ohtani bailed me out. That story makes Ohtani look like a good guy. Like, now I would have handled it different. There would have been people I called because I have all these people that, you know, work for me. How do we handle this where I'm not linked to it? I probably wouldn't be, you know, sitting at my computer transferring $500,000 and with my name on it. That's me personally. I wouldn't do it because that seems stupid. But if that's the story that you wanted told, where it positions Ohtani as just being a good friend and taking care of his buddy, why now change it to suing your buddy, who's already the fall guy anyway? He stole the money. Like, that's what I don't understand.
I don't know, unless there's some actuality and some truth in the fact that maybe he did steal the money. I don't know. It doesn't add up. It feels like something's being withheld here, and it feels like we are heading down a very slippery, slippery path. So 1-800-919-3776. Let's have this conversation, and more from Pass we'll hear on the other side. What does MLB do here? Because we said it yesterday, but no, he's not that great. I don't care whether you consider him the best player or not. He is the biggest draw, the biggest face in all of baseball. The last thing this league would want to have happen is that he gets suspended or there's some kind of a negative reputation surrounding him. So there's a lot to unpack here. 1-800-919-3776. DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, and there's the beautiful music. Thank you very much, Raymond. Say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney, whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed. It's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So whether you're on UConn or another one seed, or you found your Cinderella for the rest of the dance, you can bet it all on FanDuel. Remember, that's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/Rick and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You've been a producer for a long time, Raymond, you as well. When you cut audio and name it, weren't you taught you're not supposed to name it what like the
are you
first,
trying to deflect again?
I'm trying to get to the bottom of what you guys have accused me of. Hmm. Aren't you supposed to not put like the first line of the slug on the audio?
It's generally considered a sin, and I try not to do it where the slug matches what the content
exactly
is.
So you're not supposed to do that. So by me saying what it says as the descriptor, in fact, is the right thing, and it's the people that are cutting it are making the mistake.
Well, it depends what you're talking about.
No, you know exactly what I'm
talking about. But if we're talking about the Monty cut, I mean, it doesn't apply. The slug and the content are not the same.
The slug and the content are the same.
Mm-hmm. It says very open to trading number four pick. Here's the audio.
There'll be a big neon sign that says open, and we'll. I don't like it blinking. That kind of messes with my eyes. But yeah, we're always going to be listening.
Yeah, we're always going to be listening.
That's tough for you.
How's that tough for me?
I kind of backfired.
What are you talking about?
What you're saying only is applicable if it's verbatim. If what is being said in the very beginning of the cut is exactly what the slug says, which is not the case.
Yeah, I mean, if otherwise, why even have words on it? Just say Monty.
You're right. You know what? Let's have like a potluck. You know what? Here's Monty Austin for it.
Wonder what he said.
I don't know.
That could be fun.
I actually like that.
That'd be nice.
I actually like that. We don't know what it is. We just react to it.
That's right.
I kind of like it.
Kind of like a blind taste test.
Audio roulette.
It was like caller roulette. Like these lines ringing out. We just picked them up. Hey, what are you? Who
are
you?
Right live on the air. Hey, how are you? Yeah, is this a Wendy's? I'd like to place an order. Like that might be nice.
It could be.
You want to try it?
I like it.
Okay, here you go.
Go line one. Here you go. Hi, you're on 98.7 ESPN. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Oh, wow. Never heard. I can't believe you actually picked up the phone. All right. Hey, what? Real quick question. Did the Jets picks, okay, by Joe, were they patchwork? Is this like, you know, a smokescreen, or is this something real? Because, like, you know, 99% of who they picked up have serious, you know, medical history, including Mike Williams and the linemen.
That's why you were able to get them, right?
Right.
I mean, like, you had to finagle your way through this free agency and maybe go outside the norm. I don't know. I mean, patchwork, I guess they are. Like, patchwork you imagine is like a year of go out there, do the job, be competent, and then we'll move on. That's pretty much what they are, right?
Right. Well, listen, there were financial restrictions that he was under, and he was trying to find players that could play that weren't necessarily going to get top-of-the-market kind of money. And the reason why Tyron Smith didn't get top of the market money and agreed to the deal he did, which is, you know, $6.5 million guaranteed with a bunch of incentives, is because he's an older player that has, you know, a past history of missing too many football games. So, you know, he's willing to do that. And then Mike Williams coming off the ACL, right? 1 year deal, has the ability to, you know, prove how good he is healthy now with Aaron Rodgers lined up next to Garrett Wilson.
How'd you feel about that caller roulette kind of thing we just did there?
You could ask his name, but I liked it.
I didn't care what his name was.
Thank
what
you for the really, call, random caller.
What does that
caller
really matter? Like, in that moment, I need
did
to...
Did you really just
what's
say,
your name?
Did you
Steve?
Just
okay,
say
Steve.
It?
Well, I didn't need it. I mean, he had a good point. We went back and forth a little bit. We had conversation. Why do I need to know his name?
Well, I don't think... I mean, you could say I didn't need it. You know, I don't care.
Well, I didn't care.
Thank you, ma'am.
You have no... I mean, you're
you're... Okay, you know what? Let's try it again. RJ, go to line one. You're on 98.7 ESPN. What's your name?
It's Mike. Are you really answering the phones live on the air?
Yeah.
What does it sound like to you?
Tremendous. I love this. I want to know, back to the roast, the guy who roasted his boss the day he quit, if there was a follow-up to that story.
Never heard back from him.
We never heard back. Yeah. We don't know.
See, I'd say you're one and one now with your caller roulette.
What do you mean? I didn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, that was a fair question.
No, fair question, but it probably could have been answered off the air.
Yeah, but isn't that the beauty of the caller roulette?
Oh, I suppose.
Sometime you catch the bullet, RJ. You never
And
know.
That was Mike, if you guys were scoring at home.
All right.
Okay. You want to do one more and then break the tie?
Yeah, one more.
All right. Go to line one. What's your name? Hello, what's your name?
You haven't even told him what...
Hey, it's Gabe. How are you?
Hi, Gabe. Good. Thank you. I love the name Gabe. Go ahead. What do you got this morning?
First of all, I can't believe you're answering live on the air. This is fantastic.
So I just wanted to comment on the Ohtani situation.
Yeah.
Two things. Do you guys know what sports his translator was betting on?
Yes. Anything non-baseball.
Okay, so it was non-MLB.
Is what they're claiming.
Yeah, it was okay. NFL, soccer.
I had one point which I was a little bit confused by. I don't know the bookmaking industry. I don't know how these illegal bookmakers work, but I find it a little bit odd that someone would just give a translator who's not a millionaire. I'm sure he's making a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Because he worked for Ohtani. That's why. There's actually a piece of the story that says that he actually liked the fact that he worked for Ohtani. The idea that he had a client and he never like mentioned to people that it wasn't Ohtani, he thought was good for business.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, well, I appreciate the call, guys. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. How was that, RJ?
Pretty good.
That Gabe was real good.
This worked out better than I thought it would.
And you know what? Now I know their names, which is great. Gabe called and Mike called, and we went 2-1.
I think you did well.
We stop it there?
And on a high note.
Do we ever bring it back?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I want to do sound roulette, too.
Sound roulette?
Yeah.
Would you even know who it was, or will it just say audio, 31 seconds?
Yep.
So you won't even know. You won't even know who it's going
to
be.
No, we got to guess who it is, and then we got
to
react,
and then react to the sound.
Yep,
I like it. RJ, you in?
That sounds fun.
I like it a lot.
Guess to the sound, and you know what we can do? I can name that sound in 5 seconds. I can name it in 4. I can name it in 3.
That's confidence. We got to know the sport, though.
Guess that sound.
You got to know the sport, though.
You got to know the sport?
Well, we're going to have to know the sport to decide how long it's going to take you to get it.
All right. I think it's a good idea. Let's go to Raymond and Holmdel. We're back to the calls that are on hold and screen. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to talk about the Shohei situation as well. You guys were asking, like, why. It seems to make no sense why the story changed. Whoever Shohei's PR team reps are, they did a terrible job. They clearly didn't speak to any lawyers first before they trotted Ipe out for a 90-minute interview. If they did, no lawyer would have agreed to that because Ipe and his whole story sounded great. Like you said, supposed to make Ohtani sound like a good guy. However, it completely incriminated him in a federal crime, which is wiring money for the purposes of gambling to an illegal bookmaker, which is a federal crime. So the lawyers clearly heard that. We're like, oh, no, you got to change that story. And that's why it makes no sense that the story changed, because probably what Ipe said up on the interview is closest to the truth that we'll get, except for years down the road or whatever. But then they had to change it to something that doesn't make a lot of sense in order to not incriminate Ohtani in a federal crime.
Right. And thanks for the call. It kind of sounds like, all right, he spoke, he said something, and now it's like, wait a second, Ohtani can get in trouble. Let's backtrack. Let's say something that Ohtani won't get in trouble from, only the interpreter will get in trouble from, and we'll ride with that.
Right. That would be the only thing that makes sense. I just didn't know. Like, I don't know what the ramifications of him wiring the money to the bookie would have been.
Well, I don't know either. I would think that, you know, depending, they could make this a big deal and they could make this a, you know, set an example kind of case, or they could sweep it under the rug and make this not as big of a thing. But, yeah, I mean, now you got federal investigation going on. Like, this is dangerous thing.
Right, but they weren't investigating Ohtani. They came across two transfers that have Ohtani's name on them for $500,000 each. I would just need to know, like, what the crime would be, what the punishment for the crime would be, would it be a fine, whatever it is. But either way, I'm sure, like he just said, and I think what we've come to, you know, the more we talk about this is, what he said on Tuesday, the interpreter, is probably closest to the truth, maybe not,
right.
Maybe the truth. And then these idiots that handle Shohei realized, well, sounds like a good guy, but still committed a crime by sending the $4.5 million.
So, question that I think you probably know the answer, but I don't know. Well, how did this become a thing anyway?
Because of the investigation, the investigation on the
bookie,
the bookie. Yeah,
gotcha. So, investigation on the bookie saw two transfers or multiple transfers or checks or whatever from Ohtani's account, and they had to address it.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. I just really hope that it wasn't Ohtani and this guy is covering it up for him.
And those payments remain in September and October.
of 2023.
So, yeah, like, again, I just, it, the only thing that makes sense to me is the reason they felt so comfortable, because clearly he's probably right, they hadn't spoken to the lawyers, which they did, I guess, after the interview, and the lawyers were like, hey, dummies, look what you just did, was they felt good about, it wasn't Ohtani doing the gambling, he was helping a friend out, let him tell his story, Ohtani looked like a good guy, and then they quickly realized, oh, no, he's still the one that it's his money going to the illegal bookie, could put him in harm's way, let's turn this around so he doesn't get in, he gets in no trouble, interpreter stole the money, now all the blame is on him.
All right, now, I've never gambled to that extent, right?
No.
Millions, hundreds of thousands, but never once in any of the gambling I've ever done with a bookie have I ever been able to pay them with a check or a wire transfer. Like, I've never, you pay them in cash. That's how you pay them. Now, maybe because it's such a large amount, you can't pay them in cash, but I've never heard of, let me wire money from my account to your account to settle an illegal gambling debt.
Right, I don't think you were dealing with the same kind of illegal bookmakers that we're talking about here, that are actually under investigation by the feds.
But it's just odd that you would pay in that capacity, isn't it?
Well, I don't think this guy cares how he got the money. I think he was aware, he knew that it was Shohei's interpreter. So at some point, he would be good for the money. And then on top of it, it actually says in the article, he actually allowed the people to believe Ohtani was a client because it would boost his business.
So he would make it public that, hey, you know who that was? Or, you know,
right.
You know how I just got my latest half million? Well, this bookie must have had some large backing, too, if he could take that kind of action.
To take that, to let him run it up to a $4.5 million?
Well, because there is the concern that every once in a while the client gets red hot, right? So what happens if the translator, you know, it goes on a bender and now he's up $9 million or whatever?
Yeah, good question.
You know, so I don't know. All right, more to think about. We'll get to kind of a potpourri in the 9 o'clock hour. A lot to do. DNR with you on 98.7 ESPN. And now a word from True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit truegreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro level lawn completely guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.